Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, ho, 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 ho. Should I say ho, 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 ho? And that's without the E, I want you guys to know. Yes, it is a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard.
Wow.
And yes, it's Christmas weekend coming up.
Yes, sir.
Up. Christmas Eve tomorrow. And, of course, Christmas on Sunday. And it's just, we're here for you. And, yes,
we're broadcasting
live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. That's right, Bill, we will. We'll get you the help that you need, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
We will do it live. And JR, before we get to you, coming up, Chad Finn from the Boston Globe. He'll join us in about 30 minutes. A lot of stuff going on in Beantown. We'll also talk to Ben Lindsay from the Pro Football Focus. He's an NFL analyst. That and much more. But first, let me welcome in J.R. Gamble, longtime sports writer, editor, and the managing editor of MLBBro.com.
Yes,
J.R.,
sir.
What's up, buddy? How you?
What's up, Rob? I'm here on the Odd Couple once again, filling in for Christopher Broussard. Thanks for the opportunity. Everybody out there in sports land, it's great. Christmas in a couple of days, and what better time to talk sports?
Yes, we got plenty to talk about. It's not like sports takes a holiday, because as you know, it doesn't. And for people who don't know, JR and I go way back to even when he was in college, which is just every time we get to do a show together, we did national TV together at FS1. What was that, like 2016, 15,
yeah,
something like that?
2016.
We did a show together with Ryan Field, who's a big late anchor at WABC in New York now. That's right. And we met when he was in college. He wanted to write a story about me for his class, and look at where we are, how many years later, right? Is that crazy?
And because you were so gracious and you met me at the diner and we spoke and you gave me tips on how I can improve, and we did the interview, and I actually knocked it out of the box. And then shortly after that, you gave me my first opportunity as a professional as well. So, yes, it's been a lot of years, and it's always a pleasure when I get to talk sports with not only a friend, but one of the best in the business.
Man, is that my Christmas gift? Because that was pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, nobody gives gifts like you, so I don't even try to compete with your gifts.
Alex, is that true, Alex?
I'll tell you this. Kris Kringle got nothing on Rob Parker.
Yeah, he likes to flex. Rob likes to flex his, talents every now and then when it comes to giving gifts. You know, I don't try to compete.
Also in Magic City.
It's not about flexing. You know what it is, to be honest? It's about when you build a bond with people and they work, you know, with you or your friends or whatever. You should appreciate people. Appreciate people while they're alive and while you can. I'm dead serious. Because now, you know what's terrible? I'm saying it's terrible. Now they're going to retire Franco Harris's number?
Right.
Like seriously. He's gone. How could Franco Harris live 72 years and never see his number retired in Pittsburgh? And now I think they're going to do it this Sunday, I think.
It's so anticlimactic for one.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's why you should take care of people who you care about, who you love, who do right by you. Make sure that they know. Alex, will you have any doubt when my time comes that I appreciated you?
Rob, not only that, I would say out of everyone I've ever worked with, you're the only one that expresses it in every way possible. So we love you for that.
No, I think it's very important. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We get started here. You just heard Alex, of course, our engineer. Slick Rick. Ricky is our producer. Rick, what's up?
Yo, yo.
You ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Yes, sir. And Monty Bolaño. Monty. Is she there?
I am here. Yes. I am Hizzle.
Yes, we are happy to have you, Monty.
So excited.
This Friday before the big Christmas weekend. So thank you. She'll keep us updated throughout the program.
Yeah.
But JR, let's get started. It was a debacle. Can we say that last night? Okay. The Jets lose. I did pick the Jaguars in Shekel City, so I was not surprised. But anyway, the Jets lose, can only muster a field goal, 19-3. Zach Wilson was the number two pick in the draft a couple years ago by the Jets. He was supposed to be their quote-unquote quarterback savior, 9-for-18, 92 yards, quarterback rating of 41.9. He had an interception. He was sacked three times for 21 yards. And, of course, it's been like a field day. You know, he was booed off the field. They threw in a third-string quarterback. But I'm going to say this, and let's hear from a couple people first.
Sure.
We'll hear from Richard Sherman on the post-game show on Amazon, and then we'll hear from the public enemy number one himself, Zach Wilson. First, Richard Sherman.
When he got benched the first time and Mike White was playing Chicago Bears in inclement weather, rainy game, he threw for 350. And they said, oh, it's just because he's playing against backups. This is the 27th ranked defense in the National Football League. You should have been able to be efficient. You should have been able to be effective. But you weren't.
All right, let's hear from Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it from a team perspective, right? We're not doing anything offensively. And, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to help get the guys going. I'm trying to, you know, get myself in a little bit of rhythm. And you know, we had nothing there.
Is it tough hearing the boos?
Yeah, it is, you know, but you don't blame them. We have a very passionate fan base, and they're here to watch us score touchdowns, and we're not scoring touchdowns. We're not getting first downs. We're not moving the ball. We obviously can't throw the ball, so of course they're going to be frustrated. Yeah, it is, you know, and that's why I got to look myself in the mirror. I got to go back, and I got to watch this tape, and you got to be hard. You got to be hard on yourself and just say, you know, why are we not moving the ball? And that starts with me. Why? What am I doing that I got to help this team be in a better position to move the ball? You know, whatever it is, it's got to figure it out.
All right, JR, count me out as to piling on Zach Wilson, okay? I'm not trying to make any excuses for him. He played poorly. He's had a rough season, to say the least. But Mike White is not the savior. And I got my blame My blame goes on the New York Jetropolitans ownership, front office, coaches, whatever you want to do, evaluators. Zach Wilson is not new. This is what the New York Jets do. This is Sam Darnold. Didn't they draft him a few years ago, too?
Sure.
How'd that work out?
Terrible.
Okay? I could go on and on about this franchise and their quarterbacks and not being able to get the right situation or right circumstance. And Zach Wilson is just another one of these Jets who are Browning Nagel. You remember him? They drafted that guy. I could go on and on, JR, with these bad ones. And here's the other thing. Before you throw him out with the bathwater and say he's no good, he can't play, or whatever you want to say, that's what I heard about Trevor Lawrence or how poorly he played his first year. Boy, does he look different with a different coach. Does he not?
He sure does. And I would say...
Hold on. Let me give you these other, and then you jump in. Justin Field. How about in Chicago? They said he couldn't play. How about Tua when they were putting in Fitzpatrick for him? They said he couldn't play. How about Jalen Hurts a year ago said he couldn't throw? He's in the MVP category. All I'm saying is before you just dump everything on Zach Wilson, and he needs to improve and play better, but the Jets, that organization has done zero in developing, improving, working with quarterbacks, and I just cannot simply say it's all Zach Wilson's fault because this has happened time and time again.
Right, of course. That the easy thing to say is it's Zach Wilson's fault. And some people would think, you know, he was the best of the worst, right, coming out in 2021. Everybody needs a franchise quarterback. Every year these quarterbacks are highly touted. You know, you can't say 2021 was the best year for quarterbacks. You had Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Davis Mills, Kyle Trask, guys of that nature. The Jets thought Zach Wilson, because of they keep talking about his speed and his arm ability, that he would be the quarterback of the future. But I've never been a Zach Wilson fan from the beginning because, for me, no quarterbacks really come out of BYU, right? Jim McMahon's the last good quarterback I can remember.
And he wasn't even that great.
And he wasn't known for his passing abilities, right? He was known more for his personality, and he had a defense that was the greatest in history, and he just had to be a game manager, right? Zach has to do more than that. So culturally, drafting him in the first place didn't make sense. Historically, it didn't make sense. And it always seemed like too far reach for me, considering his competition in college. You know, at the same time, like you said, quarterbacks aren't aliens. Wilson can definitely afford some better offensive pieces around him, and he lost some key pieces early in the year.
Nobody talks about that.
Nobody. He lost some dynamic playmakers, you know, because when Breece Hall was injured, that basically plummeted the entire offense because he's an explosive player. They need playmakers who can be explosive, particularly at the running back position, and he was that. But what do you really want Wilson to say? You know, don't draft me so high. Take David Mills or take somebody, you know. What can he do? As far as his play on the field, to me, yes, you can blame the Jets for his lack of development over, two seasons? But he just doesn't look polished yet. He's not pro-ready. He's not adept at reading defenses or even making intelligent plays. He shows some flashes of brilliance, but not nearly enough. I can't say, though, like you say, he won't ever be good because system and situation means everything to a quarterback. And the Jets
Big time.
Yeah, and the Jets have never been known. Tell me one quarterback in the history of the franchise that they've drafted and developed that has become an elite quarterback. So, it's tough for Zach Wilson. But like you said, 1 year, a great difference. You know, you get Justin Field looked terrible. You give him a new head coach, a better offensive coordinator. And look, voila, you give Tua a game-breaking receiver, a better system to go with Tyreek Hill.
And all of a sudden, he's in the MVP
great conversation
until the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Exactly. Even at Geno Smith, right? Even though it's 10 years, has he ever really gotten the opportunity to be developed in a good system? Let me tell you, when you go to New York, you're not going to get 5 years to develop, right? You're not going to get 4 years to develop. You better develop pretty quickly or the Hawk is out, and they're going to be all over you. And right now, Zach Wilson's just a beating post. It's an easy fodder. for announcers and analysts who want to blame the Jets' problems on somebody. But after 2 years, I have seen some flashes that tell me that if they can get a system in place, they can get the running back back. The defense is solid.
Right.
Like, but it's a process. You know,
here's the problem I have. Robert Saleh, the head coach, he derailed the season too. And people can disagree all they want. He derailed the season because they were winning because of their defense mostly, yep, not their offense, okay? So Zach Wilson has the stinker against the Patriots where they lose, I think it was 10-3, right? Mm-hmm. And it was awful. And there he felt like he had to make this move. Oh, no, he can't play, and we're going to put in Mike White, who was Jeremy Lin when he had a couple of big games for him, and then he disappeared. Yep. And then here's the thing that kills me. They're singing Mike White praises.
Yeah.
And he had 3 touchdowns in that first game against the Bears, a bad defense, right? The first game.
Sure did.
And then the next 2 games against good teams, he had nothing.
I don't think he threw a touchdown.
He didn't throw a touchdown against the Vikings, and I can't remember the other team they played. So they had two good teams. He got nothing. He got 0 touchdowns. And my point is that once you did that, and then you try to go back to Zach Wilson, how is that going to work, JR? You already stripped the man naked, right? And told him when you replaced him. Then you want to put him back in and say, bail us out? Oh, yeah, now can you bail us out now after we went away from you? So I just think this whole thing was mishandled. I think that Zach Wilson needs to improve a lot. I'm not making excuses for him. But I refuse to be on national radio and give the Jets and their organization a pass because they've never done it. Who have they developed offensively?
Right.
When have they been an offensive juggernaut?
Never.
For real. And even when they were winning, can I go back? The last time that they were winning, JR, and going to AFC championship games,
mm-hmm,
Mark Sanchez was the quarterback, and it was about the defense with
of
Rex
course.
Ryan.
It was.
And it was about not making the big mistake or the big turnover. That's what it was. That's what the Jets were supposed to build this team around, not this whole idea that they were going to score 35 points a game. They're not that kind of team.
No, they're not that kind of team. They're not constructed to be that kind of team. And I guess that's why they brought Wilson in, because they wanted somebody that can be athletic and creative. But like you said, the Jets have never been known for their offensive prowess, right? They've never had coaches that are known for that. What is Saleh known for?
Defense.
Okay. So
that's what it should have been about. Let me throw out the number here.
I think it is about that, though. I think the offense is so bad. I mean, they've hit tremendously on defense. I mean, Sauce Gardner looks like a future Hall of Famer. You know, the defense has carried them, but offensively, they just don't seem to have a pulse on what's needed offensively to win in the NFL these days.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We're playing the blame game, yes, on this Friday before the big Christmas weekend. Who are you blaming? Is it all Zach Wilson? Is it Coach Robert Saleh? Is it the Jets organization? Is it Sam Darnold? Is he to blame? I mean, who is to blame for this debacle that's called the New York Jetropolitans? They look like they were going to make the playoffs. Remember they went up to Green Bay and won?
Sure.
And it's been downhill since. And last night was rock bottom, 3 points against the Jaguars. We'll do that and much more. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday.
Yes,
Rob
sir.
Parker, J.R. Gamble in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
For the best sports talk in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, Everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday, the Friday before Christmas Eve tomorrow, Christmas on Sunday. Oh, Rob Parker, J.R. Gamble, in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-996-6369. And we're playing the blame game. Is it all about Zach Wilson that he stinks, he can't play? Is it about the Jets? Is it about Coach Robert Saleh? Is it about the Jets organization? Is Sam Darnold to blame because he stunk before Zach Wilson? We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. Go ahead, JR, you got it?
Okay, yeah, Elvis in Alabama, you're on Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, buddy?
What's going on, Rob? JR, how y'all doing, man?
Hope
y'all
doing great. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays.
To answer your series of questions, the answer is yes, 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 and yes, and no to Darnold. I'm blaming everybody else, but the ones who get the most blame is the front office and whoever was responsible for scouting Zach Wilson and saying, this is the guy. This is the guy I want. Look, I don't get a whole lot of stuff right, but even I got this one right. It was as plain as day. This dude was the wrong guy. He played 1 year in 2020 with BYU with an absolutely joke of a schedule. Mm-hmm. They played one good team, Central Carolina, and Central Carolina shut them down. He got nothing against them.
There you go.
And all of a sudden, because he can do the minimum thing, which is throw a nice ball, they drafted this guy. I mean, it's Jeff George all over. How many times are NFL teams going to do this?
Down We've seen years. It.
Oh, this guy's big. He's got the strong arm. We want him. Well, what kind of leader is he? What kind of worker is he? What kind of
And you know what? Thanks Ready for the play. Call. We appreciate it, Elvis.
Yeah,
just a ton of JR. The NFL landscape is filled with quarterback busts. Filled with them. I mean, it's a hard thing to predict. But the Jets haven't done anything. 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I cannot move blame away from Zach Wilson based on that pathetic performance that I saw last night. And here's the reason why. The man's QBR was 5. That's 5 out of 100. Your boy Chris Streveler comes in the game, has a QBR of 72. he had the ball moving. He had the fans cheering.
Did they score any points? Did they score any points?
All right,
Rob, you're 100% right.
No, I'm just asking because it's the same argument they make with Mike White, who threw for the most yards in Jets history without throwing for a touchdown. Did you see that, Gabe?
Yeah, I did, Rob, and you're 100% right. But again, it's an indictment on analytics because that's why everybody fell in love with this kid through the quote-unquote combine process. And you see that all of this number crunching doesn't pan out when you get to any given Sunday and what goes on in the field. But Zach Wilson, as a man, when we see Mike White and we see this kid, Chris Streveler, was he delivering pizzas last week? Where did this guy come from? And they put him in the game, and he has the team moving in a positive direction. Back to Zach Wilson. Why can't you do that? They look pathetic in the first half. Everybody's playing in the rain. Everybody's playing in the wind.
I'm not going to make right. I'm not. And thanks. Right. Appreciate it. Dre, Merry Christmas to you and yours. I'm not making an excuse about the rain. I've heard that nonsense.
No.
Because everybody's playing in the same elements.
And
Trevor Lawrence was able to move the ball he had 229 yards or whatever. So it wasn't like impossible to score or to throw the ball around or score.
And 877 that game was over.
Yeah, I know it was. 877-99 on Fox.
George in Miami, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
About Steve Young from BYU. He was horrible his first 2 years. Hmm. Everyone was saying the same thing about him that we're saying about, you know, Wilson. I think it's a product of the front office.
Yep.
Not getting enough weapons and a system, right? I'm from Miami. We have Tua. Tua's not the best in the world, but you gave him weapons. You gave him a system.
And he changed. Didn't it change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think you got to give a guy a couple of years, just like we did with Tannehill. We threw him out. And Tannehill did very well with some weapons, right? I think it's a combination of everything, but definitely a front office. And the system needs to go.
Right, there's no reason that he should be that awful. Let's squeeze one more in, JR. We got two more? Let's try to squeeze one more in.
All right, I'm Drew in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports. What you got?
I think it's on Zach Wilson, and I like what the caller said about Steve Young. I think we missed out that guy from BYU. But, yeah, they're stacked. The Jets have a lot of players. They got wide receivers, their O-line. Insane. Oh, yeah. Their defensive line's good.
So how come they didn't score any touchdowns when Mike White threw for 400 yards against Minnesota?
I blame that on coaching.
Oh, okay. How come in the game, I can't remember who they played before, they had two games. He didn't have a touchdown in either game. Drew, Drew. Did we lose?
I don't have an answer. Yeah, I don't have an answer.
This is what I'm trying to say, Drew. And
no
I'm
one
not,
has answers.
I'm not making excuses. For Zach Wilson. He played terrible. So I don't want you to think I'm covering for the guy. But I'm asking you, how could Mike White throw for almost 400 yards and no touchdowns, and they have all these weapons and they have all these great coaches? Something's wrong.
Definitely.
Something's wrong. That's all I'm saying.
And also, I wouldn't put too much into a backup quarterback who a team hasn't game planned for in a game that's basically over.
And you know they play prevent and throw the ball
and
in front
some
of
things,
them.
And he can't even get into the end zone. I mean, White the same way. You know,
you got to be careful. It's a trap. You think that these guys, these backup quarterbacks, are great? You know what I mean? Because they put up these numbers. Do you remember Matt Flynn in Green Bay? They Seattle signed him, thinking that he was going to be the next guy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And on this funky Flashback Friday, Rob Parker and J.R. Gamble in
for
Chris Broussard. And let's go to Chad Finn from the Boston Globe. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Chad. How are you?
Hey, same to you. I'm good. How's everything?
Everything is good. A couple things we obviously got to talk about in Beantown. I want to start, though, with, before we get to the Patriots, with the Jason Tatum birthday party, Tuesday night, five-year-old missing a game. I've covered the NBA since 1987, Chad. I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of a five-year-old having a nighttime birthday party on a Tuesday. When I was a kid, it was always the following Saturday whenever your birthday passed. Help me, and are people bummed out, pissed off in Boston that he took a game off for a birthday party?
No, not too frustrated by it, even though they've lost 5 out of 6. I think if they lose to Minnesota tonight and this thing keeps going the way it has been the last 2 weeks, maybe there's a little more backlash there. But people kind of took it as Tatum, having played so many minutes this year, was probably going to get a game off here anyway. They figured they were going to wipe out Orlando. They instead lost both those games, but they figured they'd probably win that second one, and it was fine. And they ended up losing, and turned into a bit of a thing. But Tatum's been so good this year up to the last couple of days that people were cool with it.
But wait, Chad, let me follow up JR real quick.
Sure.
People pay $400 to go to NBA games for real. Plus parking and a $9 Coke. Can I get a refund to find out he's not hurt, but he's at a birthday party?
Well, that's a league-wide thing, right? I guess it's a birthday party, but it's also guys taking nights off when you're expecting to see him. I mean, the big thing with the Celtics this year is that they've had no consistency with their lineups. They got Rob Williams back now. He's played pretty well. But, you know, Horford sits out the back end of back-to-backs. Marcus Smart had a couple illnesses that have cost him games. Mm. And, you know, Tatum took that day. But he's been the one guy who was really reliable to be there night after night after night. Jaylen Brown's in that conversation, too. But Tatum even more so. So I think that's where he gets the wiggle room here. But if it ends up being something at a pivot point where this season goes off the rails compared to where it was, where they looked like a real championship type of contender, there'll be more backlash to it.
So, Chad, J.R. Gamble, how are you doing? So,
hey,
I guess the days of players being hyper-focused on the journey to win a championship, especially after falling just short a couple of times. Those days are over. It's the empowerment age. It's the I guess it's a players' league. And if a guy, you know, wants to take a day off to go to his son's birthday party, I guess that's just acceptable to the fans, the announcers, and everyone. But to my knowledge, when teams are focused on winning a championship, when they know it's possible, when they have a tradition like the Boston Celtics, and they haven't achieved anything yet, like a Jason Tatum, outside of hollow accolades, it just strikes me as interesting that the optics with taking off a night to attend your son's party, and it, as a fan, an old school fan, I guess, it makes me question where the leaders of the Celtics' mind frame is right now. Does that bother anyone at all?
I think the more concerning thing, if it's something you're worried about, is whether they have a coach who could say no. You know, Joe Mazzulla has still got the interim label. Things went really great out of the gate. Offense was playing at a historic level. And over the last 10 days, 2 weeks, they've had the worst offense in the league. So this is a guy who the jury's still out whether he can reel things in when they kind of go off the rails. Ime Udoka was great at that. He would berate these guys coming off the court and tell them you're playing like bleeps when they were. And we don't know if Mazzulla has a credibility within the locker room yet to do that. We don't know if he's the kind of guy who could say no if Tatum requested a day off. But just, you know, haven't been around it a little bit since. I mean, the rest of the players didn't seem too bothered by it. They were really more bothered by their own struggles that they've each been going through individually.
No doubt. All right, Chad Finn is from the Boston Globe. He joins us here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Let's turn to the NFL, the Patriots. And I know people are floating these stories that they're going to run Bill Belichick out of town and all that kind of stuff. I think it's comical. I know people float stuff out. There'll be a time when he leaves, but they're not running him out of town, are they?
I think it's wishful thinking in a lot of cases with the media where, you know, he can be fine. You can take him aside after a game. He'll explain something to you or things if he has respect for you, things like that. But he's so gruff in the press conferences. And the perception is that he belittles everybody. And sometimes that's true, that there are a lot of folks in the national media in particular who have been waiting for 20 years to see him get his comeuppance. And with the first signs of cracks in the foundation with this team, and really it's been 3 years now that they haven't won a playoff game since 2018, but they're going to take their write those columns they've been waiting to write to get Bill out of here. I don't think it happens. There may be an inflection point with what he does with Matt Patricia, who's been absolute disaster.
As offensive
coordinator. I've never seen anything like it. They were terrible in training camp, and they haven't gotten any better. If he wants to keep him in that role, then Robert Kraft and the ownership may say, Bill, we may have reached a crossroads here. But I think he recognizes probably more than anybody that this hasn't worked and will make the appropriate change at the end of the season and remain the Patriots head coach.
We got 1 minute left. JR, you got one last one?
Yeah, so they play the Bengals, of course. 7-7. The Bengals have won, six straight. So, you know, they're going to really have to dial up on that defense to get something done. It's more about Mac Jones versus Joe Burrow. What is it about Burrow that you see in the second half that makes him so tough? You know, I mean, he comes up in big, huge in the second half all the time.
Yeah, he reminds me of Brady. As much as anybody does, where he's just got this great confidence about him. His teammates believe in him. Not the most physically gifted guy, but he makes a play when they need to have the play time and time again. And he's got 31 touchdown passes. That's more than four times as many as Mac Jones has. So I think this game goes Patriots. Patriots D is pretty good. They play them close in the first half, and then Bengals probably blow them out of the water in the second half.
I think a Big Mac has more touchdowns than Mac Jones, but that's just me talking.
It's like 7-5 or something like that.
Something like that. Hey, Chad Finn, you're the best, my man. Thank you. From the Boston Globe, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Hey, great talking to you guys. Take care and same to you.
Thanks,
Chad. Yes, always. All right, coming up next, We got a little Shekel City last night. JR, I was 3-0. We'll give you more of that. That plus much more. It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker and JR Gamble in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
For all the updates in the bowl game in the US of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle, easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Hey, JR, it's time for Shekel City.
Cha-ching.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, JR, before we could go forward, we got to look back. Last night, yours truly 3-0.
Ooh.
You should have cashed out with me last night.
I know. You didn't tell me. You hide all the good picks to yourself.
You know, I had the Jaguars plus 2.5. I had the Pelicans minus 8.5. They won by 9. And I had the Jazz minus 6.5 against the Wizards. There you go. 3-0 last night. Here we go for tonight, Shekel City. My best bet, I got the Cavs minus 4.5 hosting the Raptors. The Pistons usually screw me whenever I bet against them. So guess what, JR? I'm taking the Pistons plus 8.5. The Hawks, there's something going on there with that team. They just aren't that good. They lose a lot of close games.
Enough chemistry issues over there.
Yes.
For sure. Some,
and Trae Young, there's something there bad. And you see the GM stepping down. Also, I got the Clippers plus 3.5 at the 76ers. I know they're off to a good start, but I did pick this. This is all posted before game times. BetMGM is the best way to put down a couple shekels and help yourself out. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. JR, let's go here, some baseball. And Steve Cohen is, of course, the new billionaire owner of the Mets the last couple of years. And this dude just opened up his pocketbook and spent $800
million. $800 million. Dropping the bucket for him.
$800 million. And people are saying, you know, like the system's broken. This is lunacy. But you're not even, they've made some moves, but you don't even buy into the moves they've made, do you?
No, well, first of all, can I say something here, Rob, to all these people talking about the game is broken and the Mets are messing up the game by spending the money? Stop crying! It's the same thing as when George Steinbrenner outspent everyone to field the winning team that won championships. And the fans of the city, they can't ask for a better experience. How is baseball broken if you're pleasing the fans? Multiple championships, a dynasty with the Yankees. These other owners have money, Rob. They have money. Are you kidding me?
No, they pocket him.
They're billionaires, too. They just don't want to open a checkbook for a baseball team. And Cohen does. Every billionaire has a right to spend their money as they please. And because Cleveland's owner or Tampa Bay's owner doesn't want to spend any money and wants to instead water down the product, sell us metrics and funny numbers instead of talent, creativity, and superstars. So yes, Cohen is putting the league on notice. You can't hoard money and put out a crap product on my watch. Stop buying Mercedes, private jets, $40 million homes, Benzes, private islands, and invest in your baseball team. Like Steve Cohen.
What's wrong with a Benz? Oh, no, never mind. I'm just saying.
A new car!
But you do, I'm with you. I think it's wrong that their teams like under $100 million in payroll. And those teams, at some point, baseball, I know they'll never do it because of the money and that's involved. But maybe you got to lop off Pittsburgh and some of these other Tampa Bay and get the league back down to 24 teams. You remember that when you had 24 teams? There's probably six teams too many. Let's just be honest. Lop off Miami. If you can't compete and you don't have the revenue or the money to be able to put together a decent product, you should probably not be in the league. These teams spend no money. They get revenue sharing, and the owners put the money in their pockets.
Ask the Pirates if they want Steve Cohen. Ask the Brewers if the fans if they'd love to have him. The Diamondback fans. And once you spend all that money, Rob, this is baseball. Guess what? You're still not guaranteed to win.
You certainly aren't. I mean, the Dodgers have a lot of money for a long time. They've won one championship in 33 years. Yankees haven't been to the World Series since 2009. It doesn't work like that.
Nope.
It's not just about spending money. It's a lot of other things that factor in as well. So there we go. All right, coming up next, speaking of baseball, Trevor Bauer is back.
Bauer's back.
Bauer is back. Not going to be with the Dodgers, but would you want him on your team? I can't wait to hear what fans say. The guy was a hell of a pitcher, won the Cy Young 2 years ago. Would you want him? All right, we'll do that and much more. It's the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Stick and stay.
Everybody in the U.S. of A.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.